I'm Jamie Monazon. I'm the CEO of the Pacifica Chamber of Commerce. We're here in Rockaway Beach in Pacifica, California, looking at the beautiful ocean. It's a wonderful day out here.
I think the most incredible thing, the most amazing thing, is one, Pacifica is definitely the best kept secret on the entire California coast. Much more so than Mendocino or Big Sur, Santa Barbara. But there it is, this cute little coastal seaside town that is, what, 14 miles from San Francisco?
I don't even think it's that long, is it? It may even be less than that. But
depending on where you start.
Start, exactly. And it really is a very well-kept secret, and the people who live in Pacifica like it that way.
I bet. So it is a double-edged sword. We need to have it be a viable place, but we don't want to destroy it by too many people finding out about it. You meet tons of people that just kind of glaze over when you say the word Pacifica, like where they haven't heard of it before.
That's true. That's very true. Those who I have brought to Pacifica, friends and family, they are amazed that they'd never heard of it or that they'd never known of it. It is a brilliantly beautiful and incredible place. Yes.
I was telling you earlier, I took off from SFO the other day, and out of the window in one view was SFO and the other was Pacifica. It's that close.
Yeah, it is. It's probably 10 minutes from the airport.
Tell us about Pacifica. What is there? Because it really is very much unlike San Francisco.
Pacifica, compared to San Francisco, is like being on vacation. You're just right outside the city, and you literally feel as if you are way far away from home.
There are no big buildings at all. I mean, I think, your big one is a 2-3-story motel on the waterfront?
I think so, yeah. One of the great hotels that we have here in Pacifica. And one of those is the one right here that you see, the Best Western that we're sitting out in front of.
Right, on the waterfront, hanging over the edge.
Right.
So there really is, for me, it was a sense almost like an East Coast little fishing village feel to it. It's very cozy.
Well, actually, I was born and raised in California, in Southern California. I don't know a lot about the East Coast, but I know that the charm of Pacifica and this part of California is really exceptional.
Give us a backdrop. I mean, behind us are mountains.
Yes, there's mountains, there's Sweeney Ridge, and there's a lot of history. There's a ton of history in Pacifica. There's amazing art in Pacifica. Lots of history here.
And I bet for some people, Pacifica would be an ideal first stop on a Highway 1 itinerary, because you're on Highway 1.
Absolutely. Coming from the city, it would be a great way to start your travels down the coast.
When somebody comes there on holiday, what do they typically do? What are the things that you would recommend they definitely see and experience?
I happen to have 3 perfect days in Pacifica. Now, whether you're just spending one day or 3 separate days, or even just an afternoon, it is like a mini vacation. So one of the things you'd want to do is you'd check into one of our 6 hotels that is accommodating for any budget, something for everyone there.
Tell us about the breadth of accommodations that somebody could experience.
Okay. I've invited Molly Blaisdell to join us, and she does public relations for us for our travel to Pacifica. So Molly's going to talk a little bit about the hotels.
So we've got 6 hotels in Pacifica, and they range for all budgets. You've got 4 coastal properties in Rockaway Beach, which is kind of the center, the heartbeat of Pacifica. So you've got the Best Western Lighthouse Hotel, which is a lovely, expansive property with a swimming pool, and it's right there on the beach, on Rockaway Beach. The Seabreeze is a fun little funky hotel, which is also on the beach and connected to Nick's restaurant, which Nick's in and of itself, and Jamie, I'm sure we'll talk about that later. Seabreeze is this great funky hotel right there on the beach.
Lots of character.
Lots of character. The other 2 hotels right there in Rockaway Beach are the Holiday Inn Express and Suites, as well as the Pacifica Motor Inn. They're all hotels/motels, and then you have 2 deviations from that. There's the Pacifica Beach Hotel, which is at Lindamar Beach, which is just down the coast a little bit from Rockaway Beach, and that's the most expansive large beach in Pacifica. Pacifica Beach Hotel is sort of like a mini Hotel del Coronado, if you will, and it's got a great restaurant inside, Puerto 27, so that's a must-see, whether you're there for the hotel or for the restaurant and to see Lindomar Beach. And then we have a great value with America's Best Value Inn in Pacifica.
Very, very cool. As long as we're talking about beaches and waterfront, is it a walkable beach? Do people do that? Tell us about the beach experience.
Absolutely. It's very walkable. There are hills and trails. Pacifica is a very dog-friendly town. Lots of beaches, dog beach, that you can bring your animals. You can take your hikes and your walks. It's the most extraordinary cliffs and amazing views you've ever seen.
Talk to us about hiking beyond the beach. I understand that it's a great hiker's destination.
There is a place called Sweeney Ridge, and you can access it from either side of the mountain. From Pacifica, climbing up the Sweeney Ridge, it's a beautiful, beautiful view. So you get up and you go into the valley and you climb up to the mountain. It's not a horrible hike. It's a nice long hike. You're going to need some water, comfortable shoes. It's not too far. It probably takes you about an hour and a half to get to the top. But when you get to the top, the views are unbelievable. You can see the bay and you can see the ocean. It's probably one of the only places on the peninsula that you can see both the bay. And actually, that area was used back in the day, hundreds of years ago. Our military would have posts up there to watch for any kind of potential threats on our on our country. So there's some historical landmarks up there and some historical buildings that were used way back then that are still standing.
I understand during World War II, it was a coastal lookout. Yeah.
Yes, indeed it was. Absolutely.
Very cool. And I understand there are some other trails that people come to Pacifica specifically for.
Maury Point was a haven for bootleggers. So back in the day, during Prohibition,
they had their own lookout.
That's right. They had their own lookout. And at Maury Point, it's a beautiful, easy hike. Again, as Jamie said earlier, it's a dog haven. So Maury Point is a very gradual hike. It's, you know, it's easy. It's beautiful. It's right there on the ocean. One of my favorite factoids about Maury Point is that's where the movie Harold and Maude had the car shooting off the cliff. So that was one of the highlights of that movie for anybody back in the day that remembers that quirky Harold and Maude movie.
Well, you can rent it on Netflix today.
There you go. Yeah, and it's quirky, but that was one of his suicide attempts right off Maury Point. So I like that little factoid, but it's a great place to hike, and it satisfies every level of outdoors person.
Talk to us a bit more about the town itself. I imagine it's a bedroom community, and I sense it's a place where a lot of people dream of retiring too.
Yes, it definitely is a bedroom community. About 70% of the residents leave during the business week. So during the week, it's a great place. It's if you want to come to a quiet, relaxing sort of place, that's definitely Pacifica. When it gets dark, there's a lot of places to have a great time. And the people of Pacifica like to have fun. They're wonderful people. There's not a lot of franchised, you know, most of the businesses are independently owned. Mom and pop shops, people who've been in business for many, many years. A lot of retirees and a lot of new families recently moving into Pacifica, too.
And speaking of that, Jamie, Nick's Restaurant, which is a destination location for anybody in the Bay Area, is celebrating its 90th anniversary. And that's a now fourth-generation restaurant right there on Rockaway Beach. And speaking of the nightlife and after it gets dark, Nick's has this great after-dinner life where you can eat and have cocktails and all that good stuff, but they always have live bands on Friday and Saturday nights. And for those of us who like old-school music and, you know, just kicking up our heels, Nick's is a place to go for something like that.
Nick's is really an icon of the whole San Mateo County Peninsula, for sure.
So you have people that come to Pacifica specifically to go to Nick's.
Absolutely. And specifically, they go to Nick's for the crab sandwich. Believe me, in my career, I've been sent to Nick's from 10 to 15 miles away to pick up crab sandwiches for the ladies in the office. Wow. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Well, and speaking of crabs, too, I don't know if you've met the Crab Man yet, Jamie, but the Crab Man is this elderly gentleman who is out on the pier. The Pacifica Pier is the quintessential picturesque walkway located closer to Sharp Park, which is north, closer to San Francisco. And on that pier, you've got tons of crab fishermen. I don't know what you call them, crabmen. So Jack, I think, is his name. But an elderly man who goes out there and helps visitors catch crab at 5 o'clock in the morning. And you can catch as much crab as you want. There's no permits required. And you can pack it up if you're driving through town, pack up an ice chest and bring it home and put it on the grill later that night. So that's one man we've got to introduce you to.
Oh, I can't wait to meet the crab man.
Yeah, that sounds great. The destination in itself.
Absolutely. It's a very nice pier, really crowded. And watch the parking. You got to make sure you watch your parking and have your permits and pay your parking.
Okay, so we were starting out with three perfect days in Pacifica.
For day one, you're going to check into one of the six hotels that we talked about earlier. Then you want to go over to Nick's for that famous crab sandwich. Or you could have one of his hand-cut steaks, too. If you want to meet the owner, he's a wonderful guy. His name is Chuck, and he's terrific. You can take a guided tour on a Segway around town, right along the Ocean Bluffs. You can see the whole area there. Take your camera and get some video. Or you can walk. You can Segway, you can walk, or you can even ride a bike. Actually, you can watch the whales breach and play. And I just saw one this morning. It's amazing.
Well, they come in pretty close to shore.
They do. We see dolphins and we see whales. They migrate right through this area. And for anybody, bring your kids. It's amazing to see it. It's really something incredible. And then, you know, maybe you want to power nap after that on the beach. There's a beautiful beach here to relax at. And then as the night gets a little older, the evening comes on, you can take a walk over to Grape in the Fog, which is a lovely wine bar here in town. And she's got live music there. It's a great place. And you can have that beautiful dinner at the Moonraker right here and watch the sunset, which is the amazing sunsets here, and dinner right at the Moonraker.
So I imagine at the Moonraker they would do some seafood specialties.
Absolutely.
Another great factoid about the Moonraker is it's located at the Best Western Hotel, but it is right on the beach. And when the winter comes around, you know, I think we often talk about visiting Pacifica when the heat is on in the Central California.
When you want to cool off.
Right, when you want to cool off and chill out. But during the winter months, just this last winter where we had just crazy weather, the waves were crashing up so into the moon, not into the Moonraker restaurant,
right,
but
front.
They were
right
coming
up,
right at
window,
you in the
right.
windows.
Yeah.
So just think about how dramatic that is.
Protect
on a day that. When you can see through the waves, right? They're crashing at you, but they're usually 15 feet away.
Right.
The Moonraker is probably our most upscale, elegant restaurant in Pacifica, and it too is located at Rockaway Beach, like I said, at the Best Western Hotel, and that's sort of a must-do. It's the most romantic restaurant. It's first class.
Yes, it is, definitely. And all of the seats face the ocean, so there's not a single view in the place that isn't, there's no backs to the ocean. So
front row center, I love it.
Yeah. All right, so day two, in the morning you want to head out to the Pacifica Pier and bring your fishing gear. And maybe you want to grab some crab out there. And for me, personally, I'd rather hit the spa. So I'm going to go over to the spa at Rockaway and visit the spa there, get my nails done. Maybe the other person in my party wants to go get some crab and some fish, and that's wonderful. And it is a public pier. For a healthy breakfast, you want to stop over at Valleymar Station, which features very large portions and the freshest fare.
And that's right in the heart of town.
It's right there. Pacifica has a whole lot of hearts, actually. There are different districts in Pacifica. There's heartbeats all over Pacifica. It's really unique that way. After you have your wonderful breakfast at Valleymar Station, you want to take a nice walk. You can take the path at Devil's Slide, which is right along the ocean.
That's a real famous place, very legendary. Been in the news last few years.
Oh, yes, many years, yes. So, as you know, it was once a driving area, and it became very dangerous because it was eroding away into the ocean. So a tunnel was built through the mountain, and now it's a walking trail instead, which is a lot less treacherous than driving that trail. But it's magnificent, magnificent views and breathtaking views. Yeah, so after your walk there, you can go over to Lovely's Tea Shop and have a spot of tea right over there. That'd be nice. Then, of course, the nightlife, like we said, is a lot of fun. There's live music almost every night in Pacifica.
And the live bands, are they usually local, regional musicians?
Actually, some of the bands we get, they're from all over California.
They're touring up and down the coast.
They are touring up and down the coast. We get some really, really good ones, actually. Yeah, very cool. It's a cool place. Okay. Speaking of bands, there are so many great live bands in this area, and they travel all around a lot in Pacifica. Actually, there's a great place called, speaking of Devil's Slide, there's a great place called, what is it?
The Surf Spot.
Yeah, the Surf Spot. Yeah.
Yeah, so the Surf Spot's up kind of sort of between Rockaway Beach and Lindemar Beach. It's right next to the bowling alley. So, you know, believe
it. We have a bowling alley. How cool.
An awesome bowling alley.
Well, that's reason enough to come to Pacifica.
It's a great bowling alley. Really great.
So, yeah, right next to the bowling alley is the Surf Spot. And during the summer, they have live concerts every weekend outside. The environment's amazing. It just feels like, not like you're in Hawaii, because it's certainly not luau music. It's rock and roll and revival bands and what have you. But it just, you know, it's like a little mini Woodstock, if you will, right? And Surf Spot's a great place to go during the summers. And just speaking on that note of music, I think that's something you got to hit if you're in Pacifica during the summer months.
That's so cool. So that could be your whole anchor for coming and hanging out in Pacifica, would be music in the evenings.
It's true. You could make a vacation out of that, for sure.
So I think we're still only on day two.
Yeah, we're only on day two. Can you believe it?
Yeah, this is action-packed.
Are you exhausted yet?
Yeah, in Pacifica.
Let's get a cup of coffee and get going, right? Okay, so day three, you're going to go over to Salada Beach Cafe. You'll have a healthy and hearty breakfast there. You can take a private art class with Janet Barker at one of Pacifica's dramatic beaches. One of the places that you definitely want to see is the Sanchez Art Center, and that's at 1220 Lindemar Boulevard in Pacifica.
Right in town, again, walkable from your hotel motel?
It's a little bit of a walk. It's a good walk. You might want to take your Segway or motor up the hill a little bit. Okay. Because right near there are some really amazing historical landmarks that you'll want to see as well. So that'll be your day where you want to take the car, perhaps. And the art is incredible there, and they do an amazing job. There's just the whole campus is beautiful and lots inside. And there are artists from all over that are displayed there and acknowledged there. So
to sort of badminton back up the coast a little bit, we're just talking a couple miles, but there's the Little Brown Church, which is a historic museum which has preserved all the history of Pacifica. And Kathleen Manning is the woman that kind of put that together, the historian. She is renowned throughout the Bay Area as a historian, and she's done a great job restoring, with the help, of course, a team of people, restoring the Little Brown Church. But that's the museum where sometimes it's a good place to start your visit to Pacifica. The other location right in that vicinity is Sam's Castle. And Sam's Castle has a very eerie and beautiful history. It's a must-see, but it's only open like once a month throughout the year.
And how do you find out ahead of time?
So Sam, all you have to do is Google Sam's Castle, and they're sort of affiliated with the Little Brown Church. So if you're on the Little Brown Church website, that's often a nice shoot-off as a historic landmark in Pacifica. But Sam's Castle it's got it all over Hearst Castle, because it's small and it's certainly haunted and it's just beautiful and intimate. And you can almost imagine a brothel happening there.
So this guy built his own little castle then?
For his family getaway.
And I think it had been a brothel at one time. It was, actually. So there's a lot of fun history.
That's where the ghosts come from.
The ghost of good times. And we've sort of coined a phrase for Pacifica, and it's a pretty cool place. And it truly is a pretty cool place.
People from the valley will definitely appreciate that.
Absolutely. You bet. So just moving right along with our wonderful day in Pacifica, you can have a great seafood dish at the surf spot. Not only do they have great music, they have wonderful food as well. They have terrific salads. I was just up there last weekend, actually. It was really nice to be out there on a Sunday. The band was playing outside, beautiful day, and having lunch with my family on a Sunday afternoon was terrific. So we've talked a lot about a lot of leisurely things to do and see in Pacifica, and now I'd like to talk about some fun stuff. So if you've got...
We're already having fun.
We're having a blast, but, you know, there are some people who want some adventure. Yeah, we could be... There could be some people taking a nap right after I said, let's take a nap, right? So if you want some excitement and adventure in Pacifica, what you want to do is to grab a mountain bike and get up those hills and start mountain biking. You could paddleboard at Lindemar Beach, hit those trails. You can hit the links at Sharp Park Golf Course, or you can even go surfing. You can get out there. You can take some surfing lessons. I happen to know a guy, Greg Cochran, who does a great job teaching surfing. He's been out there for 60 years, I want to say. He's a surfer from day one, and surf lessons are available. So you can come to Pacifica. You have a great place to stay, incredibly warm and wonderful people, the most amazing views you'll ever see in all of California, incredible food, warm-hearted, lovely business owners. You can wonder, explore, and discover. Did you see that? Look, there's a whale. Look, see the whale? It's breaching.
How cool.
That is a whale breaching right there. That is Puerto. That is for real. That's a whale. It just breached. Oh, man, there's probably hundreds of them out there.
You probably have a little remote control where you just triggered that.
Boy, I wish I did.
Well, I'm coming for my 3 days in paradise.
Terrific.
And I just cannot believe how palpably close this hideaway is from San Francisco. Unbelievable.
It is amazing. So if I ever want nightlife, like I want to go to the city. Big time nightlife or a big spectacular view or, you know, there's always big events in San Francisco, fundraiser or what have you.
Theater.
Yeah, it's no more than a 10 to 20 minute drive away. So you're real close.
To learn more, I know you've got a website.
We do have a website and it's visitpacifica.com.
And you're probably on Facebook.
We sure are. Pacifica Chamber of Commerce. Yes. And my name is Jamie Monazon. I'm the CEO of the Pacifica Chamber of Commerce.
I'm envious of your job.
It's a lot of fun, especially in Pacifica.
All right. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Pacifica, California. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.